Hello.
Hey Joe, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Monday?
Hey. Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you for asking. Countdown to Friday started, you know?
I'll tell you what, after last week was a brutal one for me.
Was it? Man. Quality problems or what? Super busy?
Yeah, just a bit short week, busy, you know.
Right. It was a short week, man. It flew by for sure. So I know, do we need to reschedule for a different time?
I believe that you had once sent me some information. What I'd like to do, I'm serious about trying to get forward moving on this, but I'd kind of like to know what I'm kind of getting myself into.
Yeah.
you know, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And also ask you a few questions in that. I know I had asked you a question on, you know, if I knew somebody, like, you know, because we had talked about it only being able to go a certain distance from a address.
Right.
And I know people in a couple other different cities. Can I add them to that so I can get a broader range, or does that cost more money, or is that all that included with that $600?
It does cost more. So the $599 monthly, right, what that's going to do is target – one location. If you were to add additional locations, it's $149 for each location, and you get a $50 discount on the original location. So what you would be looking at is for the original $549 and then $149 extra per location that you're adding. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do the math on that. Thank God for calculators, man. So if you did like two locations, for example, it'd be $698. So it's only like $100 more, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was a cheaper way to do this.
Yeah, the reason so you get the multi-location discount, you get the $149 for the local optimization per location instead of it being $199, right? So what happens, we have to create the new location, its own 60 directories. We can use the same website, obviously, but it has to have its own traction for that specific area in order to show up there, if that makes sense. Your Google ads and your social media ads, we could spread those in all those areas, so you don't need an increase in budget there. But in order to like get another Google business profile optimized ranking on the first page locally for the new location, we have to do its own set of directories and optimization.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you said that you also do like the website development, right? Like,
we do.
You guys will take over my current website and actually make it better and make it to where people actually see it.
Yes, exactly. So all the keywords we're using in all 60 directories we're submitting you to, and the Google ads and the social media ads, we're using that same, it's called metadata. It'll be like the same keywords in the website itself. And our web development team is amazing. Like, they make beautiful websites. They're fully customizable. From your dashboard, too, that you'll have with us, you're able to make your own edits to your website if you'd like, or you could always just call, text, or email in for us to make changes to it.
Okay, so I guess that was my next question. I'm thinking about getting into, you know, I don't know if you remember or not, but I'm doing like retaining walls and pavers and things like that.
Right.
But I'm seriously thinking about getting me a track loader and a forestry mulcher and getting into forestry mulching.
Perfect.
But I need to be able to cast a pretty broad range on that. Mm-hmm. But shit, I can't afford $1,000 a month in ads. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't add when you add a category. It's not going to add an additional amount to the ads or to the platforms. We could do blanket on all those services, you know, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, no, what I'm saying is, go, you know, I'm out of Poplar Bluff,
uh-huh.
and I'd like to that, because I know someone in like Jonesboro, Arkansas, I know someone in Springfield, Missouri, and O'Fallon, that'd be like adding three other locations, which is $150 each.
Right, you know? Right.
And I yeah. just, in this forestry mulching, I have to be able to cast that broad range in order to make money. I mean, this equipment, you know, it's going to put me back about $140,000.
Right.
So, you know, there's only so much money per month for the payment. Right.
No, it makes sense.
Now, you know, and now on the flip side, if this really works, then, you know, yeah, I'll
You're rolling.
Money back. But
yeah.
But if it doesn't, you know, that's my next question is, if I do this thing for a few months and I'm not seeing no traction, can I cancel it, or am I locked into something?
No, we make it month-to-month, no contracts. The reason we do it that way is we're confident, like, once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with our company. I mean, we're talking first-page placement on Google in two different spots. You got social media, retargeted ads, beautiful website. So you're going to get traction. But to answer your question, you're not bound to any contract. No, sir.
Right. Now, the website stuff, I get. You know, I mean, I have an IT background, but I
right.
don't have
I
a
that.
modern day IT background, I guess you could say.
Things have changed so much, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So I mean, you know, years ago I actually did my own website, but now things have changed so much. I'm like, you know, I'm smart enough to know that I can't do that. You know.
Right.
So the website side of it, I get and understand. You know, people do a search. Hey, I'm looking for someone to do a retaining wall near me or retaining wall in Poplar Bluff, and then up on the first page.
Right.
That I get. But when it comes to, like the Facebook ads, how does that really work? You know
oh.
what I'm saying? You know, Facebook targeted ads and things like that. Because, like, when I'm on Facebook, I'll see like, people do forestry mulching, I'll see, like, ads from them, and it says sponsors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is, or is it something different? Or if I do a sponsored ad, do I have to go through Google for that? You know what I mean?
So you're doing all three. So the Google organic placement, right? Like you mentioned, they just type in retaining walls, bam, you show up as a top recommended option. So that's one spot. Then you have the Google ads, which is sponsored, right? So what'll happen is, that's going to target your full radius where, if somebody does a search, bam, you're at the top in the ads, okay? The social media ads, it's crazy how it works. It's pretty cool. So it's called retargeting. If you search forestry mulching online, well, Facebook and Instagram collects that data. That's some of the stuff you, like, say yes to when you sign up with them. So uh-huh. when you go to your Facebook page, forestry mulching ads will show up on your feed, as long as you're in their targeted area. So what happened while you're seeing those on Facebook is you've done a search for forestry mulching, probably just to see like what it looks like. And then you go to Facebook and those are retargeted to you. So it worked the same way for your keywords. Like if they type that in, and by they, I mean like potential clients, right? Anywhere online, when they go to Facebook or Instagram, bam, your ad's going to retarget on their feed, where they have an easy, like, call now action.
So that ad that shows up, does it say sponsored? I mean, is it one
of those? I'll send you an example right now. On Google Ads, it does say sponsored. I'll send you a text message, though, of a Facebook ad of, like, one of my current clients, so you can
yeah.
see exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, and then that ad that is sent, who developed that? You guys developed that ad?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we send it to you to make sure, like, it looks good to you. It's what you want, you know? But, yeah, we create the ad. Yes, sir.
Do you do a one-time creation, or do you guys make new ads every now and then? Or?
We make new ads. So what will happen is the first month is really getting a feel for what's bringing you traction, right? If you're not getting a lot of traction from your social media retargeted ads for your, like, services – they're going to want to, like, revamp the ad to make it more appealing. And you know your location best too, right? So we go over it with you to make sure, like, the verbiage and the picture and, like, everything looks good to bring you traction. You know, but our social media department, they're so good. They're amazing.
Right.
Now, will I over time possibly, if I end up doing this, I can't afford the other sites right now until I start getting traction.
Right.
But say I just do the one coming out of Poplar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we said we can go 120 or 140 miles. I forget.
130 is what I have on here.
130.
Yeah. I messaged our tech team to make sure that was okay.
So will it over? So like probably 160 miles is say O'Fallon, Missouri. So will I stand a chance of if someone in O'Fallon, Missouri does a search of showing up on the website or showing up there eventually, or will I never show up?
Organically, you won't show up because it's too far out. The Google ads and the Facebook ads, right? I could talk to the tech team about stretching it out that far, but you're already stretching your ads so far. So it's kind of like with the ads, it's like, how can I? So if you put like butter on toast, right? You spread it all around, there's less butter. Right, but if you put clump in the middle, bam, there's a lot of butter. You know, probably you wouldn't like that though. I like mine spread around. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when you spread it out more and more and more, it's just thinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do it technically with the ads, not organically though. It's too far to show organically. You know.
Okay. No, I get it. I just live in the country.
Right. I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
There's not a lot of population within like the first 50 miles.
Right.
So, you know.
That's why you need the 130, right? Yeah.
Right.
So that's a good point too, because there's no traction really in your local area. I mean, there's more butter to go around because you're not getting in that 50 mile radius a ton of clicks taken from your Google ads and your social media ads, if that makes sense.
Right, right.
So you should be fine there actually.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, one thing that if I do this, can we develop, like, say, I can tell them, look, I want to create a page for forestry mulching. Go ahead and get it developed, but don't make it active yet. Can we do that?
Yeah. No, we can absolutely do that. We have clients that, you know, a similar situation, right? Like, I have a concrete guy that is going to add foundation. So he hasn't done it yet, though, you know? So what they did is they have like the content ready, but they haven't published it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know?
That makes sense. And like since we've talked last, I've added pool fences.
Oh, good. Pool fences?
You know, because,
is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good
you know
stuff.
Those aluminum pool fences. I mean, I
yeah, no, I've seen them. I've seen them. My cousin, he, when he tore his ACL, he was on the couch just watching like, those pool shows every day. I go over there, man. It was some crazy stuff. So I've seen them before for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it? And sorry for all the questions, man.
You're good, brother. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to make sure this is good. And I'm one of those guys that I'll probably ask 50 questions and hee haw, and then once I'm ready, I'm ready. You know?
Right. Right. Right.
So. I forgot what I was going to ask. You know, I
hate it when that happens. That happens to me too.
Explain why I was asking all these questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask. How long is it from the time, like, I say go? Like, say I tell you today, or I say, you know what, I want to pull the trigger next Monday. And
right.
I sign up next Monday. How long does it take before stuff starts getting into the system and getting out there, you know, website develops and things like that?
Great question. So the full timeline you get in writing is the day one, you have access to your client dashboard. So you're like tracking system. That way you can start adding photos and just see everything we're doing. But within 7 to 10 days of startup, you're going to be submitted to 60 directories per location, right? Those are just the directory submissions to boost your online presence. Within 7 to 14 days of startup, a lot's going to happen. Your custom website design will be finished. It's completely like customizable too, so it's not set in stone. Also, your Google Ads will be running. So you'll be showing up at the top of the page in the locations you're targeting. your social media retargeted ads will be launched in that 7 to 14 day mark. And we're going to have your Google listing, your Google map listing live and fully optimized. But for it to show on the first page of Google, I'm talking about the map section specifically, the timeline we send in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
30 to 45 days for what to show up?
Sorry. For the map section specifically. So your Google ads, okay. Your social media ads, your custom website design, those are all showing within 7 to 14 days. So that's when you're getting traction. But for you to show up on the first page in the map section, like that's the organic position, right? That timeline is 30 to 45 days. So that one takes a little bit longer. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, can I still, I know you guys are going to be doing ads that show up on Facebook. Can I also put my own posts and stuff out there for my Facebook?
Yes. Yes. We recommend it too. Yeah. So any posts that you do on Facebook or Google, right? Cause we're posting on it as well, but anything you do on there, it's just extra content. It's like more icing on the cake, you know? And we'll give you like our social media department and our Google ad department, they'll give you like a recommendation too if you need them, right? But I always say, man, just whatever you normally post or whatever you plan on posting, just post it because it's just added content, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, that's a while we're on that subject too, everything we create for you, including the social media pages, the 60 directories, the Google page, we make you the owner of it. We're added on as a manager. So you have access to always go on and post yourself, you know?
Okay. Okay. Now, I already have a domain and all that through GoDaddy. You know,
perfect.
My website out there. But to be perfectly honest, if we end up doing this, you guys can just blow that away and create me something new and awesome. I mean, I am totally okay with that.
Because that's what they want to do. Yeah, they want to go in and completely revamp it. That way they have our software and our, like, content on it.
Yeah.
But we could use your same domain. They'll just walk you through how to add them on as manager to the domain. So you still own it. We're just added as a manager. That way we could write the content for you. Yeah.
Okay. But long term, I'm still paying GoDaddy for that domain, right?
Yes. You'll have to make sure that it doesn't expire. Great question. You know, if we purchase the domain for you, right? That's part of the program. Like we keep up to date. Usually you can do like a year or even 2 years where it doesn't expire. So you just have to keep up on that, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember what I did, honestly.
I could check right now. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Let me go to domain tools real quick. I'll tell you exactly when it's going to expire. Let's see. I am not a robot. I hate it when it puts that stuff. Let me make sure I have the right one in here. CloverRidgeLandDesign.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. 69 days old. So it expires, you're good, July 4th, 2024.
Okay. Now so, I should get a notification that it's about to expire and I just pay them, right? I should.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like you, did it for a year, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think I did it for a year, so I'm going to give the business a solid shot for a year. And I mean, it should work, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And marketing is, like, key, too, you know? I was going to bring up to you, too, before I forget, what I'll do is if you wanted to start with, like, one location, what I'll do is I'll message my director, because I'm sure in the future you'll upgrade to, like, multi. So I'll message him about getting you that $50 discount on the single location anyways, you know. So instead of the $599, I'll message him to get you in at $549. That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay.
Let me notate that.
All right.
Message Chris. When you're ready, you know. So instead of that just saves, I know it's $50, but, you know, it's better than not. So.
Yeah. Trying to think here. I'll tell you what. Can you? I definitely want to do this, but I don't want to pull the trigger or pay for anything or anything till next Tuesday, the 19th.
Okay.
Can you call me back? Can you call me back Tuesday, and then we'll get everything set up?
Yeah. I'll message my director, Chris, to you. I don't think it'll be a problem. Like, I'll just explain. Well, let me ask you, were you looking to do the one location or multi?
Well, that's why I want to hold off.
Okay. Got you.
Because what I'm trying to do is next Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to pull the trigger and try to get me that track loader or mulcher.
Perfect.
And if I can pull that track loader and mulcher off, I mean, call me Wednesday would probably be better, but I at least want to just talk to you on Tuesday, just kind of tell you where I'm at.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
So if we talk Tuesday and I say, no, let's kick it to Thursday, please don't think I'm trying to blow you off, because I'm not. What I'm trying to do is get this thing all figured out so we can just do it all at once.
No, that's smart for sure.
But what I'm trying to do is I'm going to try to, and I need to wait till next Monday to, I'm going to try to see if I can get all the financing and everything for that track loader. Now,
right.
I don't know if I'll have an answer Monday or if it'll be Tuesday. So I don't
right.
know. But if that's the case, then when you do the website, I want you to build it for forestry mulching, you know, fences, you know, all the other stuff.
Got you. Okay. So I got you in for Tuesday we'll do like the same time, like 9:30? Does that work?
Yeah, let me put you on the call here.
And if something comes up too, I understand. So when I call, if you need to reschedule it, that's perfectly fine, you know?
Yeah. Well if I block you out on my calendar, then hopefully nothing else will come up. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I need to get this thing kicked off, and I need to get some more work going because.
Right.
I just need to make more money.
Right. That's what this does, you know.
But it's such a, being this time of year, I don't know if it's a good time or a bad time. You know, I mean, you know, the last thing I want to do is spend a couple $1,000 and not get anything out of this. You know, that's what scares me.
I get it.
I don't have a ton of business, so I'm basically taking this out of my personal pocket on a hope that this is going to happen. Yeah, so it's a little scary, I mean, to be honest.
No, I get it. You know, so keep in mind, it's month-to-month, no contracts. The reason we do it is so if we have clients like cancel in the first month, the company actually loses money, right? So our main goal is client retention here, and that's to produce your results. You're on that VIP package, you're getting like every product. You got the Google ads, you got the social media ads, you got the custom website design, the first page placement on Google organically. So you're going to get traction, you know, and you know, I'm sure you know, but this is a tax write-off for your company too. So, it's all going to work out for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be a great
step
for sure.
Yeah. Let's cut face Tuesday.
Okay.
And just so you know, I mean, I'm not trying to blow you off, but I maybe like call me Thursday.
No, I understand. 100%.
But regardless, but I will tell you this, regardless of anything, by Thursday, I'm going to pull the trigger and do it by Thursday. If you know, even if I see the one site, you know.
Perfect.
But I kind of want to wait until I know what I got going on with the track loader.
I have a meeting too with my director in an hour here, so I'm gonna bring up to him your account, and that way, if you decide to go the single location, I'm already gonna have the approval from him in here regarding the file. I'm like positive he'll give it to me, you know. So just take that to the bank, but. I'll talk to him in an hour. That way, whether you decide to go single location or multi, at least you have that discounted rate in there for you, you know?
Yeah. All right? Yeah. And, I mean, once I start getting some business, I mean, I'll definitely add a location. Even if I don't do this, I'll start getting some business.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I recommend too. Like you start with one and then you just kind of build from there, you know, but, you can always start, you know, like we have, some clients that have like 1600 locations nationwide, you know, so we're used to multi-location accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, when you're ready, just, let us know, or, you know, Tuesday I'll touch base with you and then we'll just go from there.
Okay.
You still have my contact info and everything that I sent you?
Is this a good number?
Yeah. So this number, you'll get a random person on the floor. I'm going to send you my direct line and extension right now. And when you get a chance, just save that in your phone. Cause I'll be your account lead on this too. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, perfect.
All right.
All right, brother. Hey, good talking to you again. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Oh,
one last thing. So,
yeah.
I know you said that I need to have someone that can receive that postcard for that other location.
Correct.
Is that a one-time deal they send that?
It's a one-time deal. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Cool. Because one of them is my stepdaughter. She's in Poplar Bluff, and she's in an apartment. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, I'll send it to her for that location, which would be my initial location.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, shit, if she moves in 6 months, I just didn't want something to be like, you know what I mean?
No, I get it. No, you're good. You're good. It'll be the one time. The only reason it would change, like, if they needed a new postcard is if you change, like, the business name or something, just so you're aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be changing any of that.
Okay, yeah, you'll be golden then. It'll be a one-time thing, and then we're going to hide the address. Sometimes, so I always mention the postcard just to be safe. Sometimes they let us do a verification without a postcard, too. But I always like to, like, expect for the worst, right? Just, like, see if, you know, just to make sure. So definitely make sure she's able to receive that. It'll just have a 5-digit PIN code on it. But sometimes they let us do, like, a voice verification. Phone verification,
right.
Et cetera,
right.
You know.
So will I call you guys and give you guys that PIN number? Is that what
you're Yeah, so if you're busy, you can text it or in your client dashboard. We have a spot for you to enter it in. But, yeah, we'll need that PIN code to activate it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I know, like, she tried to do something, you know, maybe a couple months ago. She tried to do something with Google, like a Google business, try to – you know, register the business, so I'd show up, and they wanted a video and some other stuff, and it ended up just not even working. And you know,
so we have a whole department that handles that. It's James and Shirley and April. Like, they if you need a video verification, they're going to walk you through it step by step. Super easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of, I'm like, which makes your business even more appealing. Because I'm
right.
Like, dude, I can't get this shit done on my side.
it's overwhelming, you know, for a business owner or like a consumer, like trying to go on Google. Cause that's one thing, like Google support isn't, like, it's hard to get a hold of them specifically. So with us, we have like a team that, I mean, we do this on a daily basis. We do even advanced verifications, like, so, you know, you'll be in good hands with us. We have a whole department that does that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
sir. Well, hey, appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Sorry I can't pull the trigger today, but I want to wait and see what I can get done with this other deal.
Absolutely. So. We know it's a lot about timing, brother. So no worries at all.
Yeah.
If you have any questions throughout the week, feel free to call, text, email, whichever's easier for you. And I got you in for next Tuesday at 9:30. Okay.
Yep, call me Tuesday, and we'll make the decision then if we're going to do it Tuesday or if we're going to do it Thursday. But regardless, I will do it Thursday.
All right, sounds good, brother.
So, all right, thanks, man.
All right.
Take care.
You're welcome.
All right,
have a great day. Bye.
You too, bye.